Blog Talk Radio.
Hollywood Tony P, I am your president, I am your CEO, and I am your United World Champion, and of course I am your host right here on UWA Today. Every week I'm going to dish out the dirt on the indie wrestling scene here in Colorado, and I run a league, and I'm a champion, and I'm the president. So it's all good. That's all good stuff. Welcome aboard. Hope you enjoyed last week. If you didn't, well, then, you know, go back and listen. I called out a bunch of people by name and not by name. And there you go. And you can still, there is still tickets available for Betrayal. So I believe in the Haraz Event Center website, you should be able to get tickets. It's going to be a big show. Everybody's going there. Everybody's in it. And, you know, so it's one hell of a ride. You are not going to want to miss that. Now, United Wrestling Alliance, we have stuff going on, but we have it going on behind the scenes, right? We got people you may know, wrestling as different people, having matches in gyms. And the boxing arena was interesting. It was very, very interesting. And I'll let you know. And then I think we're going back there. So we're going to these small gyms and these places, and, you know, the crowd is the people in there, right? The crowd is the people in your neighborhood. No, the crowd is the people in there, right? And, you know, so I don't really care because I'm not here for a venue. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to make money, and the only way to make money is for me to establish titles. Now, since nobody wants to wrestle me in some big venue in Colorado some large event somewhere, and nobody has the balls to accept any challenge, I have to do it underground. And we did it underground, and we are doing it underground, especially the women's title tournament, the underground women's title tournament. We will have a winner. And that winner will defend that title at Thunder Brawl, and there you go. So the news is, of course, that the finals will be Jillie Fields versus Huntress. Jillie Fields beating Samara, and of course the Huntress took out Violent Dawn. I wasn't expecting that one. You've never seen Violent Dawn before. She's Canadian. she's Canadian, first of all, but. She doesn't get the name Violent for nothing, so that was great right there. And, you know, we would like to thank, well, I'm not going to mention the place's name, but you know who you are, and we really appreciate you letting us utilize your ring, your training ring. And again, you want to be a part of this? Go ahead. Come on. Call me. Accept the challenge. Because with or without you, this train is moving along. Other news, aside from the other shows, Ground Zero was announced with RCW over there in Canyon City. And that show fixing to be good as well. We plug a lot of people here on the show. And we will plug the leagues that need plugging and don't need plugging and whatever. First, we plug the United Wrestling Alliance. Our league, your league, my league. This league, right? And I have put together a Thunder Brawl match for Thunder Brawl when we have Thunder Brawl. But I'm waiting for it to get warmer until we can figure out the exact location, because As a lot of you might not know, ceiling height is very important for rings, and I don't like short rings, right? So we got to find a place with ceiling height. Now, I know of a couple places we've talked to we could work with them. Their ceilings are low. Now, I don't mind that, but I basically have the Thunder Brawl match booked, and the people in the match are going to not want to have a low ceiling. They're going to want to do a lot of stuff. Just, they're not going to want a low ceiling. There's no reason to have it. And so, you know, we won't. If we could get a cage, that'd be great. If I could rent a cage, anybody out there, send me an email or just hit us up, hit a message up, United Wrestling Alliance on Facebook, UWA, United Wrestling Alliance on Facebook. Send us a message if you have a cage, because I'd love Thunder Brawl to be happening in a cage and outside the cage or the mesh. Or we'll have to see. Definitely going to be a spectacle. Okay, I don't think these four men have ever faced each other before, especially not all four of them. And I would guarantee you that you couldn't make a bigger match with the talent that's still out there and still available. Because unfortunately for everyone else, I still have some friends, right? I'm not calling in the favors because, you know, these main event players, I can get them for a match. I can get them for two matches. I can get them for three. So why would I want to blow my wad? And then there's the thought, right? I've already established the title. I am the champion, and it's 6 months, 5 months. I lost count. I am the champion, and the days are counting. We're going to have a woman's champion. The days are going to be counting until we get a woman's champion, and then when we finally have the woman's champion, we'll see how long that goes. And we got a long way to go to build the way we're building. And now a lot of leagues out there, you may look and see, they put them all in there. Starting up, I got a big roster. Let's bring them on in. No. United Wrestling Alliance, we are only bringing in the people when we need to. I could announce all of these people as a part of my roster right now. What's the good of that? Right? The match is not half Thunder Brawl, the event. And the match, the Thunder UWA presents Thunder Brawl, and the Thunder Brawl match presented by the United Wrestling Alliance is not going to take place for months. Months. So why would I want to give away precious meta, right? Because when I announce who's participating in the match, that's also going to be announcing these people's involvement in the United Wrestling Alliance in some way, shape, or form, and it's going to rock the world, but we got to keep it a secret. And Thunder Brawl ain't happening till summer, baby. Summer 2023. We know it's going to happen. We got it going on happening. We just want the best space available. Now, you may think that I'm crazy, but I am not going to rest until the United Wrestling Alliance takes the lead, takes over, takes command. Now, I don't know what happened at the show with my logo in it. I do know they changed YouTube pages. That's great. Congratulations to them. Onward and upward to the next show. I would suggest and ask kindly, stop using my logos without paying me. I'm not going to call you on your main logo that I designed, part of it, that I designed that you actually use on everything, and it's actually on your title, and everywhere you use it, I design part of that. Interesting. No residuals, but that's okay. I'm okay with that because, you know, I didn't design it for residuals. However, you know, logos such as that and the things that I create usually, I spelled the word wrong. Yes. Spell the word wrong in everything that I do, just because somebody out there hates it, and I love it when somebody hates it, and when someone hates me. So the show with my logo that I didn't get paid for, but they're still using it, and that's okay. Again, no hard feelings. It's okay. You know, but then the people out there talk shit about me, talk smack around my back, and yet they do a show. Oh, and our pictures are right underneath the local design by me. Boggles the mind, but who gives a shit? This is the United Wrestling Alliance. Yes, the United Wrestling Alliance. Now, I'm thinking of a number. No, just kidding. We're going to have Thunder Brawl. Thunder Brawl will happen. And then once Thunder Brawl happens, it's kind of like the big show. We're going to have it in a big event, a big stadium, a big arena. And it is going to be spectacular. And I'm going to try to get, you know, other leagues involved if they want to be involved. We'll have some sort of charitable thing. And I will get somebody of value. I will get a name you've not seen in Colorado, but I will pay the money. I will shell out the money. I shelled out the money for Evanston. He wasn't able to make it. And, you know, he's got his own problems out there. So it sucks. Nobody ever got to see Evanston Hughes take a trip in the United Wrestling Alliance. That's okay. When he gets his together, he will come down to the United Wrestling Alliance wherever we are. That's right, Continental, and we will be coming to you from many different states with different people because Colorado is why we changed the name to United. This used to be the Colorado Wrestling Alliance. One show was had by the Colorado Wrestling Alliance. Two shows. The second show was taken over by another show. That I don't know if that show ever happened or if it didn't happen or he just gave up. It just so happened that I did the logos and the promo work for the Colorado Wrestling Alliance. And he said, hey, if you want it, it's yours. And I said, sure, I'll take it. You got to do what I say. First thing, change the name because the Colorado Wrestling Alliance is garbage. Because the Colorado Wrestling Alliance walked on the grave and made a widow cry. Dude. But I figured, well, to wipe the stench off of it, change the name. And it did. It wiped the stench off and got a whole lot of new stench on it. But it's okay. Because I don't really care. The United Wrestling Alliance is the future. It's going to be there forever. And I, as long as I exist, it will exist in some shape or form. And until somebody steps up, before Thunder Brawl, you don't have to wait till Thunder Brawl, yo. I don't have to be the champion that they face at the end of Thunder Brawl, whoever wins. I will fight anywhere, underground, this, here, that, whatever, man, at your show, at my show. But nobody will accept my challenge because they're afraid of me. Because I'm taller than them, I'm stronger than them, I'm in better shape than them. I'm a more charismatic fellow individual, more than them. Who? I'm spectacular, magnificent, the mighty Tony B. Top of the mountain. The H, the O, the double L, Y. Why? Because I'm Tony P. That's why. And I'm your United World Champion. If you don't like that, it's easy. Man up. Let your nuts drop from where they receded. Come right on down to Hollywood Boulevard, and I will take my bigger than your foot, and my larger than your fist, and my bigger than yours muscle, and my prettier than yours face, and I will wipe the town from Hollywood to mine, from Empire Records to the Walk of Fame. You will be remembered, and in Grauman's Chinese Theater, it will run red with your blood. I am Hollywood Tony P, your president, your champion. But that's okay. I'm going to stop using the pop stopper. He doesn't want to work. I need a new pop stopper. But yeah, that's it. So onward and upward. There are shows going on up north, I'm sure. People doing things up north, I'm sure. Some people doing the same show they've been doing for 7 years up north, that's fine. Some people doing gimmick shows everywhere. People from California coming in, 12, 13 leagues in Colorado. It gets a little crowded after a while, and you want something different. Well, the difference is the United Wrestling Alliance, that's right. We are the difference in Colorado independent wrestling. Because not only are we title-driven, story-driven, performer-driven, but we will make sure that not only are our performers paid in a proper, timely, and appropriate manner, but we will ensure their safety as they are our number one priority. Yes, the United Wrestling Alliance, united with wrestlers, allied with wrestling. And we're here for you. You may not like it, you may not like us, but we're here to stay. And until anybody says otherwise, I am the United World Champion, and you are not. Whatever. Longest reigning United World Champion. And soon we will have a United Women's Champion. Even better. But you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't really have much else. And honestly, there are things afoot and things to do. And new things coming. Surprises, treats of every all shape and size. You're not going to want to miss it. Now, a couple things. First, please like us on Facebook, United Wrestling Alliance on Facebook. Like me on Book Hollywood, Tony P. Also, I would suggest liking One Revolution Wrestling here in Colorado and Renegade Championship Wrestling. Also here in Southern Colorado. I would check liking those pages. And, of course, the World Generation Podcast Network that has broadcast us, and we're grateful to them to be the sponsors of the United Wrestling Alliance, one of the sponsors, and, of course, the sponsor of UWA Today. We have a few other sponsors for the show, so we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to... finish it out, but let's get these commercials out of the way, and we'll be right back after this. In GTA, Hump Day Horse Racing. Every Wednesday night, join the Alpha. From Alpha to Omega presents Let's Play GTA in a simulcast of epic proportions, and it's only Wednesday nights right here on World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, greatest talk show that will ever be, return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? Something really scary?
People everywhere are signing up to join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Fight for your life.
We are back. Welcome back, everyone. I am the Hollywood Dragon, and we are here now. But we're going to come to the end of our previously super stacked show. We're going to try to get Diablo Toro next week. Hopefully he will be available. He's very busy, and we wish him the best. And when we have a show, I'm sure he'll be involved. If he wants to take the title, he can come and get it. You know, I mean, it's not too crazy. It's not too ridiculous. It's not too awful. You know, don't be so crazy. Yes. Don't be crazy. But go to Betrayal. It is February... what's the date? I'm trying to look. You think I know? Because I designed the poster. What? Oh, did I just tell you I designed the poster? I'm not... February 26th. February 26th. My God. February 26th is this Sunday. Sunday night, February 26th in the Haraz Event Center, Betrayal, One Revolution Wrestling, takes off with matches of epic proportions. Triple Threat, Tag Team, Main Event, Team America versus Team Mexico versus Team somebody else. Puerto Rico, my heart's devotion. Let it sink back in the ocean. I'm just kidding. Go see the show. Betrayal. I can name a lot of people on this poster because I tried to take them and cut them out of the poster. And I know a lot of these people have problems with their profile pictures, these pictures, the pictures they gave me. I cut them out. It was okay, but don't you want it to be easier? Well, if you come join the United Wrestling Alliance, I promise you high-class, high-quality photo profile promotional pictures, promotional material, anything you want. We'll get your Facebook page up and running. Work on your image. You need somebody who knows establishing characters. You need someone who knows how to write stories. You need someone who knows how to push the right buttons and who knows the right people. You need the United Wrestling Alliance behind you. Because if you join the United Wrestling Alliance, ally with us. Action figure incoming. New professional promotional pictures. Title opportunities. State-to-state wrestling. Touring the country. Title shots, TV deals, and more. Only on the United Wrestling Alliance's 2023 nationwide tour. Yes, nationwide. You heard it here first, folks. Nationwide. So, that's going to be it for today. That's going to do it. We'll talk more about Ground Zero, RCW. Wish all the boys luck Sunday night over there at the Haraz Event Center. Tickets are still available. They are going fast. One Revolution Wrestling. You do not want to miss it. And we can't wait for their next show after that, which I believe is Survival of the Fittest. So there you go. A lot of good stuff coming your way. And I'm sure there are a whole bunch of other things, but those people don't get my respect until you've earned my respect. And most of you have, but some of you have not. And that is okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am your president. I am your CEO. I am the greatest. I am your champion. M, H to the O to the double L, Y. Why would it be any different? Why would I want you to know? Because I'm Tony P. I am the Dragon. I am the United World Champion. And I am out of here. We'll see you guys next week right here on the United Wrestling Alliance's UWA Today on the World Generation Podcast Network. Thank you guys for joining us. We love you. Congratulations. We will have a women's champion winner reveal next week right here. See you then. Ciao.
been a presentation of...
Number 5 is alive.